I'm going to invite you to begin by really establishing a foundation of mindfulness of the body. So we'll be doing a short guided body scan as an entry into this practice. And I'm particularly going to be inviting you to tune into aspects of the body that feel either pleasant or neutral. Because when we're in touch with our own well-being, it's much easier to offer that same well-being to others. So taking a few moments just to find a sitting position where you can be relaxed and alert. So upright, but without tension or straining. And taking a moment just to get that felt sense of the whole body sitting. However it's arranged on the cushion or the bench or the chair. Taking a few moments just to bring the attention to the experience of breathing. Just that simple knowing that you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing out. Not forcing or straining. Inviting the attention to rest on the experience of breathing. As lightly as a butterfly might land on a flower. Simply knowing that you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing out. And then beginning to bring the awareness to the top of the body, to the head, to the forehead, and to notice any areas where we might habitually store tension. So noticing if the brow is furrowed, if there's perhaps a slight frown or some tension in this area. Inviting that tension to relax, to release and soften. All the small muscles in the forehead. Inviting ease to this area. In the same way, bringing attention now to the eyes, noticing if they're clamped tightly shut, or if the eyelids are just resting closed. Noticing the small muscles in the eye area, inviting the eyes to soften, relax. And release any tension here. Then moving down to the mouth and the jaw and noticing, is the mouth clamped tightly shut or the teeth perhaps even grinding? Perhaps wiggling the jaw and noticing if there's any tension stored in this area. Inviting the lips to rest gently closed. noticing if there's any stored tension here and inviting it to soften, relax, release. Moving down now to the shoulders, and again, noticing what's happening in the shoulders. Are they up around the ears, or forced back, or hunched forward? Letting the shoulders to roll, to wriggle a little, and finding that neutral spot of ease. If there's any stored tension here, inviting it to relax. Inviting, not forcing. And if there's any residue of tension that remains, simply practicing acceptance. This is how it is right now. Meeting that experience with metta, with kindness. Then moving the awareness down through both arms, lower arms, wrists, until you come to the hands and noticing how are the hands arranged right now. Is there perhaps some slight clenching or gripping? Inviting the hands to soften and relax. Any tension in the hands to release. Coming back up to the shoulders, checking in with the shoulders one more time, inviting the shoulders to soften. And then moving the awareness down to the heart center. Taking a moment just to tune into whatever energy may be present in the heart center right now. Heart center and the upper torso. Tuning into the breath for a few moments and noticing the expanding and the contracting with each in-breath and each out-breath. Noticing particularly as you breathe out the softening and releasing of any tension in the body. And then allowing the attention to move further down the torso, through the abdomen and the lower belly. Noticing if there's any stored tension or tightness in these areas and inviting them to soften and relax and release. Perhaps even putting a hand on your abdomen and belly, inviting this quality of soothing and ease. And moving down through the hips and the buttocks. Sometimes it can be clenching in this region, a sense of holding or gripping. Inviting any tension here to soften and relax. settling into the support of the cushion or the bench or the chair beneath your sitting bones, and allowing that to hold you. And bringing awareness to the large muscles of the upper legs, the thighs. It's how there can be sometimes tightness here, a sense of holding, stored tension. Inviting these large muscles to relax. Any tension to release. And then down through the lower legs to the feet. If the feet are flat on the floor, sometimes there's gripping or holding. Perhaps the toes are slightly curled. Wiggling the toes for a few moments. And inviting any tension here to relax and release. And now taking a few moments just to scan through the whole body again. Particularly tuning into any areas that feel even very slightly pleasant, or if not pleasant, then neutral. Beginning to tune into any sense of slight well-being in the body. Any sense of ease or openness, relaxation, warmth, spaciousness. And as you sit connected to this sense of well-being, to whatever extent that's available to you, bringing to mind now the presence of this being who is your benefactor. Inviting them here into the hall with you today. Imagining their presence sitting in front of you, or perhaps to one side or at your back. Wherever it feels appropriate to bring in the presence of this being, your benefactor. Bringing them to mind in as much detail as possible, how they look, what they do, the interactions that you've had with them, the qualities that you appreciate about them, how you feel when you're in their presence. As you sit in the presence of this being, your benefactor, noticing also what happens in your own body, heart, and mind. As you connect with your benefactor and everything you appreciate about them. And in response to that appreciation, beginning to wish your benefactor well, to extend this energy of kindness and metta towards them. You can put a hand at the heart center if it's helpful to connect with this energy of warmth, kindness, metta, beginning to imagine that energy rippling out, being offered to your benefactor with the wish, may you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free. So continuing in this way to bring to mind the presence of the benefactor, the energy of well-being and well-wishing in your own body, heart, and mind, and extending that metta to your benefactor, imagining them receiving your kindness, using whatever phrases or methods work for you. Continuing now in silence. Whenever you notice that the mind has wandered, you've become distracted, lost in some way, seeing if you can celebrate that moment of waking up, of mindfulness. Then simply begin again. Simply begin again. Connecting with the heart center, with the presence of your benefactor and everything that you appreciate about them. And then extending this energy of well-wishing, kindness, metta to the benefactor and sensing them receiving that energy of metta. And as you continue to extend that energy of metta to your benefactor, extending it out, offering it, and feeling your benefactor receiving this kindness. And then in turn, imagining them offering metta back to you yourself. Sitting in this flow now of metta energy being offered, received, reciprocated, letting in this kindness from your benefactor who really appreciates you just as you are. And then imagining this field of metta energy extending out now to include all the people here in the room with you this morning. Sitting together in this field of metta, being offered, being received. Bringing to mind the presence and the faces of your co-meditators. And imagining them receiving your well-wishing and kindness. And then opening to and letting in the kindness that's being offered to you right now. Receiving this metta energy. And extending the same energy outwards now to include all beings everywhere. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you for your practice.